This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the name, right? If it's 7 p to 10 p Eastern time where you are, we are doing the show.
We are here.
Doesn't matter the day. We're doing it 7 p to 10 p Eastern time. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call us and talk about whatever is on your mind. But we do bring things in because we'd be crappy talk show hosts if we didn't. And, Chris, you had one that that got my attention. It's apparently the folks in the military like Gary Johnson more than Clinton and Trump.
Well, more than Clinton.
Okay.
Trump still leads, but we'll get into that in the story.
More than both.
Well, I could be wrong. I did skim the article first, but we'll double check here. This comes from the Christian Science Monitor, and I thought that was kind of interesting because a lot of times we see Gary Johnson stories that are almost exclusively from libertarian-leaning media.
Yep.
So the title of this is Why Military Voters Pick Gary Johnson Over Hillary Clinton. A new poll shows libertarian candidate Gary Johnson beating Hillary Clinton by 7 points among active military personnel, despite his proposals to cut military spending and a lack of foreign policy knowledge.
I don't understand why people think that adding military spending is somehow supporting the troops.
Yeah.
The troops, ladies and gentlemen, the troops would prefer not to be shot at. They would prefer it if you not send them to places at which they will be shot. That's about right. Shot at which they will be shot at, whatever it is.
Your gist.
They don't want that. Supporting the troops doesn't mean supporting war.
Yeah, and at least among the veterans that I know and I've talked to, a lot of them have a real issue with following policies as opposed to protecting America, which is what, you know, we get into this a lot, but a lot of the veterans I know, they are patriotic. They care about our country. They don't care so much about our government. They care about our country, which is, to me, an important distinction.
Yeah, I consider that an important distinction. I still say, that they should probably pay attention. Like, it's the duty thing that bothers me, I guess, the most. If I had, there's a point when that an organization no longer deserves duty. You know, no longer deserves you your fidelity. And people in the military are very strong on the fidelity to the government, even if the government is wrong.
Right.
And that's, if my wife is wrong, I will tell her. If she's wrong, taking a wrong stance, in front of people, I will express my disagreement. I'll be kind about it. I mean, I'm not going to say, you dumb ninny,
right,
or anything like that. But I'm going to say that, I have a different opinion, and this is what I think. I wouldn't have fidelity, if she, say, keeps on making the wrong turn at a location. She doesn't seem to learn. I'm going to do what I can to make sure that we start going the other direction. Now, I use my wife as an example because that's a person to whom I feel like I have the most duty,
sure,
the most fidelity. My business partner, Ian, would probably be the next person. I'm happy to say when he's wrong.
Right.
People in the military just don't want to say when the government was wrong, especially in the past on wars.
Yeah, and I think that's changing a little bit. And I do look at one organization that I was actively involved with for quite a while, and that's Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers, the basic premise of Oath Keepers is there is such a thing as an unconstitutional order.
Yep.
And it is your duty, if you swore an oath to the Constitution to protect and defend it, when confronted with an unconstitutional order, you must, not should, you must disobey it. And that's a tough position, and it's one of those things that it's hard to accept when you've spent a lot of years in basically an organization that teaches you to do what you are told without question.
When you are told it.
Yeah.
Oath Keepers really has managed as a brand to keep the tough guy thing going on at the same time as dissenting. So there's Iraq Veterans Against the War, Vietnam Veterans right. Against the War. There's these organizations. But they've always sort of been the Democrats that managed to make it through the military is really sort of what I think people think of these organizations. And, you know, I mean, I think there's something to that. Oath Keepers doesn't have that same, you know, that same kind of prejudice towards them. They really very, very much seem like the constitutionalists that, you know, are still, you know, ready to bear arms to protect the public.
That would be my description of them. They are very constitutionally minded. They are mostly conservative as opposed to liberal.
Yeah.
So anyway, the article continues here. Traditionally, military voters have a conservative slant and are more likely to support Republican candidates for the presidency.
That's, I think, true largely for firefighters and police, too.
Yeah.
These protector roles have a tendency to be Republicans. Now, that's not certainly true everywhere. I would expect the firemen and police in places like New York City and that sort of thing to be more likely to vote Democrat because they're union.
Exactly. And the union influence is strong, but certainly not in the military. But an increasingly unconventional and divisive election with historically unlikable major party candidates, some have chosen to shift from their partisan ties and jump to the other side of the aisle or put their vote towards a third-party candidate. But when that third-party candidate has revealed a lack of knowledge of foreign policy, Aleppo, mm-hmm. a surge in support for him becomes more difficult to expound. Quote, "It's a little hard to explain, actually," unquote, Matthew Dalek, a professor of George Washington's University's Graduate School of Political Management, tells the Christian Science Monitor, "There's no kind of rational basis. I think it's less about a vote for Johnson than it is about a vote against the two major party nominees," unquote. I kind of disagree with that, because the other thing that the military kind of has a history of when they do these polls was strong support for Gary Johnson last time around.
Ron Paul. And Ron Paul before that.
Yes.
You know, it. So I think that if I had to make an estimation on this, Gary Johnson does well with millennial voters. And one of the reasons, I suspect, is because he's not, you know, he's not Clinton and Trump. But part of the reason is because he's libertarian, and millennials yeah. tend to be a bit more libertarian. Libertarianism has creeped in to society at its youngest levels pretty thoroughly. And I'm not saying that, you know, that they're, you know, a majority or anything like that. But, you know, here in the military, apparently Johnson's doing quite well. Part of the reason is because he's not Trump and he's not Clinton. But the other reason is because they're young and they're, you know, they're more likely to be, I guess, would you call libertarianism conservative? Because I can see how people come to that terminology, but I mean,
in some ways, I think that libertarians have more in common with today's modern version of conservatism
yeah.
than we do with today's version of socialism or liberalism. To put another spin on what you said there before, while libertarianism does seem to be creeping into the mainstream, I also think it has something to do with the younger generations becoming more understanding of what libertarian is. It's sort of the same thing, but sort of different. Do you know what I mean? They're starting to understand these concepts of liberty and freedom and, you know, and in a lot of states, for example, you know, well, why can't we have legalized marijuana? A little subject like that can open up that dialogue.
Well, you know, if in the 1950s, I believe it was, you know, I think it was Murray Rothbard who said this, but I'm not, don't hold me to it. That the ideas of liberty, the libertarian ideas, the people who believed these were in the dozens.
Right.
There just weren't very many at all. They managed to get to the point in the early 70s that they created a political party that, you know, got some more traction and spread the word some more. Up until the 90s, if you ask somebody how they heard about the ideas of liberty, the chances were that they would say one of two people, which was Ayn Rand or Heinlein. It's unlikely that they would say anything else. Heinlein was a science fiction writer. Ayn Rand was a philosopher. She wasn't exactly libertarian, but there's some there's a correlation.
Certainly some libertarian ideals there.
After that, you're starting to, you know, people start finding the ideas differently. Harry Brown managed to have some outreach. Ron Paul had some outreach. Free Talk Live very early on.
Absolutely.
And, people are just finding out about it. It's going, they've told two friends and so on and so on. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733 at 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live. Talking right now about the troops and their feelings about Gary Johnson, the presidential candidate to the Libertarian Party. You know, I like Gary Johnson better than I like the other two candidates and, you know, the major parties. So I'm leaning towards him. I think that, you know, he's a better choice, personally. The number, my name is Mark.
And this is Chris.
The number is 1-855-450-3733. You can give your opinion. It's 855-450-FREE. But first, have you ever wanted to start your own blog or a website, but you haven't been able to put your ideas into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. So this isn't just the kind of deal. You can't find this deal on the Internet. This is not available anyplace else. If you're looking to start a website and get some hosting, you need to take advantage of this because this is not going to last forever. It's 50% off of the regular prices. So hosting your website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. They've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. And you can get, by the way, they have a 99.99% uptime rating. That's not a guarantee. That's the truth of what has happened in the past. So nearly 100%. You don't have to worry about outages. You can get the special offer, a 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to K-Talks.
Hey guys, I to chime in earlier what you were saying about you were saying you tell your wife when she's wrong. I'd love you to do a whole show on that, explaining how you can actually do that and survive the day, or possibly what would happen to your life when you do that. I've been married 20 years, and to be honest with you, it had never worked out. I learned at an early time in my marriage to basically just sort of put it in the back of my mind and keep my lips shut and just, okay, she's right. Let's just leave it at that, you know. But,
so that's certainly it's a modern idea, right? Like that you better let your wife be right, otherwise life's going to stink. And I understand it. Certainly there's give and take in my particular relationship. It doesn't happen to be in the area of sort of what I consider sort of philosophical truth or anything like that. But you know, for instance, my wife drives the car. She's just a better, she can navigate a vehicle better than I can. She's, you know, I look at things that I'm going by, it drives her insane, plus the fact that she'll scream whenever anything happens. So I just decided at one point, looks like she's going to be driving from here on out, and it'll be better for everybody. She also handles the money. These are traditionally things that men do. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh, like last night or yesterday, I get a call on the way home from her saying that her tire light came on.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to come up to my work immediately and fix this problem. Well, you know, I'm thinking, well, what the heck? You know, I don't know what's going on. So I went up there, and then I go in there. We get it up on the rack over at my friend's place, and find out that she's the tire's been bashed up against the curb. Well, you know, you don't tell her she's right. You know, you just look at her and say, honey, did you hit something recently? No. Oh, I guess then it's my fault. You know, and it's hilarious because I think, you know, you're right about the newer generations and the new way of thinking and everything. I guess I'm from an older generation. But I've learned that if she could blame something, it would be my fault.
And I think it's hilarious. I think it's generally a pretty safe bet to not spend a lot of time, making anybody wrong, especially somebody you're in a relationship with and, those sorts of things. What I'm talking about is disagreeing on a subject, usually something more abstract. But I will say that I had no intention of getting married. I wasn't looking to get married. I was reasonably good at being single, and life was fine being single. So I brought to the relationship sort of, meh, you know, you can be here or not be here. It doesn't really matter to me. And I think that that's a nice place to start, sort of that independence thing. And I would have never married my wife if she was like what I perceive most women to be like, if she was sort of girly or anything like that. I just don't have time or energy for that stuff.
Straightforward, just here's who I am. Yeah.
Yeah, she's basically, you know, to be crude, she's a man with a big rack, right? Like, you know, she doesn't think the way that I consider most women to think. And
You're a lucky man then. I'll tell you, I almost waited. I waited till I was almost 40 before I got married, and we're going on 20 years now. And I'm telling you right now, I never thought that I would ever be married either. But when it happens, it just happens, I guess.
Indeed.
But, yeah, thanks
for the time, Patrick.
You guys were saying. You guys have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, one phrase that comes up in these conversations sometimes is, well, you know, you got to pick your battles, Mark.
You do.
But I hate that phrase because I don't want to battle with somebody. Yeah. I just try to put things in perspective. Is this a big deal or is this just a little deal? And if it's a mild improvement on how we might get to work in less time, which we both would appreciate, then that's a good thing. I just hate to hear people always, you know, you got to pick your battles. I'm like, why? Well, I don't want my relationship to be a war.
Yeah, I never wanted a relationship where I had to shut up. I'm bad at that, right? I'm a talk show host, so
yeah.
I like to talk. And if there's an opportunity to make a joke about something, I'm going to make that joke. If that joke's at your expense, it doesn't bother me. Okay? So, and that's true for my wife. Like, I'm willing to make jokes at my expense. I do it all the time.
Sure.
But, you know, if you're going to be willing to listen to my jokes about me and at my expense, you need to be listening, be willing to listen to my jokes about you at your expense. And that's just one of the things about living with me that, you know, that it's reality. Hopefully it's not a bad point, because if you can laugh at yourself, then you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I think everybody has, everybody has foibles. None of us are the perfect human being. Hopefully we can find somebody who fills in the gaps in our personality. I know I found that, and, I'm pretty happy about that. But I know she's frustrated by the fact that I don't seem to be able to remember anything. Like, I can't handle day-to-day tasks without creating messes and forgetting stuff and those sorts of things. But,
well, and I remind myself of those things when something starts to bother me. I'm like, you know, I know there's things that I do that absolutely drive her nuts. I try not to do them, but they're still there, and so
yeah. There's some things about your personality you can change, and there's some things about your personality you simply can't. I can't make myself remember things.
Right.
Like, that's sort of the definition of forgetting.
Right. And I've got a long history of Alzheimer's in our family, so God knows what's going to happen when I start forgetting.
Yeah, well, I don't know when mine started. Probably around my 20s. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number. Well, I'll give it to you here in a second. We're talking about Gary Johnson and his popularity amongst the troops, according to the Christian Science Monitor, and sort of why that is. So it's true that Gary Johnson is more popular than Hillary Clinton amongst the troops. And why is that? Well, they've got their opinion, we've got ours, and we're talking about it. We all know the power of a good T-shirt to catch people's attention. If you're a fan of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, you need to check out store.bitcoin.com. It's got the largest and best selection of T-shirts for the crypto enthusiast. Art, hardware, and other great stuff are all for sale at store.bitcoin.com. And I went over there. I was really impressed with all the things that they have. It's Bitcoin.com really has become the destination for learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. So go check out their swag, store.bitcoin.com. So Gary Johnson, going on with this article.
Sure. And to recap, this was Christian Science Monitor talking about why Gary Johnson is polling higher than Hillary Clinton with active duty military. The story continues. The Military Times / Institute for Veterans and Military Families poll, which was conducted between October 12th and 14th, surveyed nearly 2,500 active service members about who they plan to vote for in the presidential election. Just over 40% said they would vote for Donald Trump, so again, very high, while 27% picked Mr. Johnson and another 20% selected Ms. Clinton.
27% of people are going to vote for Gary Johnson. And this is what, in which group? Just military or?
Yes.
Okay.
2,500 active service members.
That's your NTAB. That's a pretty good NTAB.
Yep, absolutely.
If it's spread out all over the military.
Yep.
instead of, say, just one post or something.
Right, or one branch. I think they pulled across all branches, too.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, less than 5% said they didn't plan on voting, while the rest said they plan to vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein or write-in third-party candidate.
Now, let me ask you this. Do the branches of military cross much? Do Army guys talk to Marines? Active-duty Army guys talk to active-duty Marines very often? Navy talk to Air Force? I mean, does this happen?
It depends on where you're stationed and what kind of a job you have and things like that. So, yeah, if you're deployed on a Army base, military base overseas, the odds are very good that you're going to have at least, you know, say, Marines and Army there, and you may have some other, you may have some Navy guys if there's special forces and stuff like that.
Now, I know that there's some level of competition, animosity between the branches. Does this still go on, or is this old school stuff?
There is certainly esprit de corps. So people that are in the Army are very proud of the Army. People that are in the Marines are ridiculously proud to be Marines.
They seem to be.
They are.
There's far fewer Marines than there are
Army. Yeah. It's much, much smaller. But I never really felt that the Army, and I was in the U.S. Army, really had that esprit de corps that was anywhere close to what the Marines did.
Usually a bigger group wouldn't have the esprit de corps, as it were.
Yeah. And if you're stationed stateside at a lot of military bases, there will be multiple branches that are there, or in, say, NATO countries and things
like
that.
So most people, most active duty military mix branches, or most don't?
It's really hard. I'm the wrong guy to ask because my job was very much across different branches. So I did work with every branch of the military and a whole lot of civilians. I worked with more civilians than I did with military.
All right, so you can't answer the question. I guess it's it's difficult to know. I was just wondering whether or not you say it was this poll was across branches, and I was just wondering if this organically grew from the bottom or if it spread from service member to service member, that kind of
thing. Right. No, it's a good question. Johnson, who polls as high as 8% nationally, sees significantly higher favorability among the military. Those numbers are somewhat surprising, as the candidate's qualifications to serve as U.S. Commander-in-Chief were questioned when he was asked what he'd do if elected about Aleppo, a city in Syria central to the local conflict.
Now, and he's like, what's Aleppo? Now, admittedly, right before that, he was, it was a foible. There's no doubt about it. But right before that, he was asked about, the 2001 election and the spoiler and that sort of thing. So it's a big jump between, you remember what happened in 2001, third party spoiler, to what are you going to do about Aleppo?
Right.
What?
Yeah. That's Aleppo.
And he's had more than one of these, and I don't think that if you ask Americans where Aleppo is, that you're going to find very many people. I would guess that you're probably talking about 10% that can say that Aleppo is in Syria.
What was the most Googled word the day after Gary Johnson was Aleppo?
Aleppo.
Because nobody wanted to be that guy who didn't know what Aleppo was. Well, Gary Johnson.
He didn't know where it was. And then when you place a map of Syria down in front of them, tell them where to, place Aleppo on the map. I don't think I managed to get it within 65 kilometers, which I'm going to call a victory. But
better than I do.
I'm just because I know where the war's going on and most of the conflict's going on in Syria. That's why I was able to put it, get pretty close with it. I was off by a little ways, but I've seen a Facebook meme where they put a picture of Iran up there and said, put Aleppo on the map. And I'm like, this is Syria. It took me about 10 seconds to realize it wasn't even Syria.
Coincidentally, the top Google map search the day after Gary Johnson's foible was, where is Aleppo?
Yes.
Yeah, so again, it's one of those things. I have heard worse answers come out of Trump's mouth and out of Hillary's mouth when they actually knew what they were talking about.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like, really? But
if you don't know where some place is, you can't bomb it. So I find that to be a plus.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not trying to elect somebody who's going to be the greatest geography whiz. I'm trying to elect somebody who I believe is going to be the best at managing a large group of people to lessen the tax burden on Americans and drop the fewest amount of bombs on foreigners.
Sure. And I am not electing somebody because we conduct global policy like we play the game Jeopardy. It's not like you have to sit there and hit your buzzer within 5 seconds to before you can take action.
Sure.
Yeah,
although I think a game of Jeopardy might be the best way to pick a better way to pick a president than what we do now. Anything has to be better if you look at the results that we've had up to this point, right?
Hey, I'm willing. I'm not throwing it out.
It would be a lot better. Let's do one of those week-long Jeopardy things, and you can have you could put 15 candidates in there at that point. Then you would have five winners, and then you can round robin out the next week.
Heck, 2 weeks. It's some great TV, too.
2 weeks.
I'm liking it, Mark.
I mean, I'm fine with it. You're probably going to get a better president.
Well, back to Gary Johnson. In another interview, he failed to recall the name of a single foreign leader he respected.
Well, recall or think of one. I mean,
exactly.
The idea. So if somebody asked me to...
That would be a stumper for me.
...to think of a foreign leader that they respected, I would have a very difficult time coming up with one because the idea that a head of state, like for a libertarian to pick a head of state that they respect, is difficult. I don't particularly respect very many heads of state,
including our own.
Right. I mean, I would have probably said Thomas Jefferson. That's a safe bet. Lots of people like him for lots of different reasons. But, whatever. That's just the one that I would have come up with at the time. Margaret Thatcher's a reasonable winner, too, because you got the woman and the conservative thing at the same time.
Oh, but the headlines would be Mark Edge thinks that Margaret Thatcher is still a head of state. Libertarian Mark Edge.
Right.
Yeah, that would be it.
If you're looking for a current one, I've got to say, I think we've got a dearth of good leadership in the world. I've heard people claim that the guy who's the president over in New Zealand's good, and New Zealand certainly has become more free over the course of the last decade, or at least the United States has become less free, and New Zealand has risen as a result.
It's certainly not a topic I spend a lot of time worrying about.
No,
and maybe
I don't
Gary
care about
Johnson
your heads of
does,
state.
Is very supposed to. I don't know.
The number 855-450-3733. Do you think that's what ruined the Johnson campaign? A couple of slips there? slips. 855-450-3733. Or lrn.fm is our username on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it is Free Talk Live. And you call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about this article out of the Christian Science Monitor about the troops apparently favoring Gary Johnson over Hillary Clinton and really sort of nearly, you know, in parity with Donald Trump.
Yeah, not that far behind.
It's kind of surprising. Obviously, people in the military, and I think mostly these sort of protector careers of firefighters, police, these sorts of things tend to be a little more conservative or Republican-leaning, those kind of things. And it's interesting to see them favoring the libertarian. Mm-hmm. Now, in the case of Ron Paul, I know that he had the support of the military. He was the number one supported amongst Republicans and Democrats as far as the military went. But he was carrying the Republican banner, too. So, you know, Gary Johnson isn't have some huge party behind him. And he has the Libertarian Party, which not a particularly big one these days. It may get bigger here in the future. It looks like it might, but
people have heard that there is one. So that's a positive thing, I guess.
So, yeah, either way, I think it's all very interesting. I'll get to it here, but we got Parker on Skype. So, Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So, I got my ballot yesterday in the mail, and I threw that away.
Okay.
I mean, is that a mistake or no?
It's not a big mistake if it's a mistake.
It's too late either way.
Whatever.
If you want me to take a position on voting, I am of the opinion that if you want to vote, you should vote. If you don't want to vote, you should not vote. But if you start assailing one side or the other, I am likely to support those sides. I vote largely because I want to support the liberty-loving people here in New Hampshire who have worked very hard on a lot of campaigns, and I feel like it's a small price to pay to put, you know, in the case of my truck, call it a half a gallon of gas to drive to town hall and back, and I usually have some work, some, you know, task to do at town hall anyway, mm-hmm. So it's no big deal. When you're getting it mailed, you're talking about 50 cents. That's lost in your couch. That's an amount of money that is negligible. So, yeah. You know, I find the principled non-voters to be annoying in their points. And I find the principled, you know, voters that say, you got to vote for, you got to vote.
You're right, and privilege. You can't complain if you don't vote.
I find them both annoying.
It's your civic duty,
that kind of thing. Where was the, when people talk about duty, the first question I always ask is, how was the duty created?
Right.
And if you if your answer is I was born, I refuse to accept it. No duty was created in me when I was born. That's a terrible answer to anything.
Not duty. Yeah. I believe that when I was born, I was granted with certain unalienable rights.
Rights.
Then yep. Things like that that are part of the human condition, and that's okay. I'm with you, Mark, in that I am very, very interested in my local elections, because those things really do impact me directly. This is my tax rate. This is how much money my town's going to spend. This is people that I know that are running that I want to support because they've got the right ideas, or I want to oppose them because they're horrible.
How many people vote in your town election?
About 1,000 out of a population of maybe 1,900.
So in that case, that's a lot. That's you know, when you're looking at a town election, that's a great deal.
And let me say, that's when we have like something big going on.
Okay, but I mean,
so traditionally, no, it's really more like a third, 30 or 40%.
Yeah,
maybe.
A third and 60% of people vote in town election. Many towns, many cities can only say 10%. Of people voting, and you know, but here in New Hampshire, we really do. I think. I'm told every single year one of the New Hampshire House races comes down to one vote or a tie and a coin flip and things like this.
Yeah.
So I reject the notion that voting doesn't make a difference. I have been involved two times personally in town situations where my vote would have made a difference. In one case, I was not there and something passed by one vote.
Yeah.
And in that case, it would not have passed because a tie wouldn't have done it. Because it was 66% or something like that. It had to be 66%. And in another case, it was stopped by one vote, and I was there. So I can both be on both sides of these situations. I have both been able to stand in the way of spending, which got, by the way, went through the next year.
Right.
So all I was able to do was slow the spending. But, you know, either way, I'm of the opinion that voting, you know, voting will, you know, is worth doing sometimes. It's kind of like playing the lottery.
Yeah, and I find myself, the older I get, I tend to leave more blanks on the page. There are more positions that either I don't feel good about either candidate, and sorry, I might leave that one blank. I might vote for 7 or 8 races or 7 or 8 different warrant articles, which is what they call like spending here in New Hampshire, but I might leave a few blank, and, you know, it's kind of how it is.
So another thing that I wanted to bring up is, so I'm thinking of going to the next city council meeting and reading Section 1 of the Constitution of No Authority, and I brought it up to my mom.
That's Lysander Spooner's work that makes the argument that the Constitution has either A, authorized all of this big government that we have, and this was written in the 1870s or something.
Or has been powerless to prevent it.
Or has been powerless to prevent this government that we have.
And in other cases, it's unfit to exist.
I'm not against it. I think that that it is often that libertarians imagine that they're going to do something grand and that it falls essentially like a dead bird, you know, in the middle of the meeting. It just doesn't do anything. It makes people look at you like, you know, like you've come and, you know, done something horrible in the punch bowl.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but don't expect it to do anything.
Oh, I've given some wonderful oratories before government bodies that, like you said. Thank you.
Mark, what would you suggest I could do that would be more effective than reading the works of a great guy like Lysander Spooner that has a lot of valid points?
Yeah, I think he has a lot of valid points. So first off, people have to be willing to listen. I think that if you're going to this one I've done, and I've done it to some success, not a great deal of success, but it wasn't like I just farted in church, right? So what I've done is I've said, I've mentioned the George Washington quote that government is like fire, and it says basically it's either, you know, a useful servant
or a fearful
master.
Yeah,
and that one everybody can agree with. right? Like, there's nobody out there that doesn't think the government is either is both useful, and it is useful. You know, it's useful to get force other people to do what you want. And on the other hand, it's a fearful master, and everybody would agree with that. And then you point out, like I try to, okay, so what government is, by its very nature, is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence, or at least a cartelized, you know, use of violence in a given landmass. So in this area, the town is sacrosanct in areas where the state and the federal government aren't. And right. That means that all of us work together to subjugate some of us.
Yeah.
So the poor get the rich to pay taxes, and the rich get the poor to behave and all these other things. So the question is if you want to make something illegal, Mr. Counselor Person, then you need to understand that you're stealing from somebody, you're oppressing somebody every time you do it. And that's the best I've been able to come up with, and I'm not going to say it's a winner.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, so I have a friend who is training to be a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
And I've kept on trying to tell him, look, the United States government, your employer, they're not the good guys. They have never been the good guys. I keep on trying to use...
Well, who's the good guy then?
The good guy would be the average person who's just trying to make an honest living.
They don't see it that way. What right. He says to himself is that he's working for that average person.
Yep.
He's trying to make the world safe for that average person.
And he's going to step up and do the hardest possible job to keep you safe.
The best thing you can do in that circumstance, I think, is to show how the United States has misused the military in the past. Look, I'm not saying that the military hasn't been arrayed against a bunch of evil mamma jammas, okay? Like, you know, and once confronted by the enemy, the battle plan evaporates. I get all of that confusion. But at the same time, you need to look at what has the military done? How has the military been misused?
I got a little bit more.
I know you've got more, and I'm gonna hold you over. I know we've talked you into the dirt. So you gotta make sure you're in other people's worlds when you're discussing their instances,
especially exactly.
Somebody as dedicated as a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
If you're calling in on Skype, I can only take one call at a time, just so you know. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.